Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 8th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remember the three words, Father, Teacher and Satguru, and you will develop many specialities. Question. Which children continue to accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step? Answer. Those who continue to move forward at every step in doing service will continue to accumulate an income of multi-millions. How would you receive multi-millions if you didn't take steps in doing Baba's service? Doing service gives you multi-millions at every step, and it is by doing service that you become multi-millionaires. Question. By knowing which secret do you become benefactors for everyone? Answer. Baba has told you children the significance of this being the only shop for everyone. Everyone definitely has to come here. The significance of this is very deep. Only the children who know the significance of this can become benefactors for everyone. Om Shanti. Each and every spiritual child of the spiritual father knows that Baba is our father, teacher, and Satguru. You children know this, but even while knowing it, you repeatedly forget it. You who are sitting here know this, but you forget it. People of the world don't know it at all. The father says, simply remember these three words, and you can do a lot of service. Many people come to you at the exhibitions and museums. Many friends and relatives also come to your homes. When anyone comes, you should explain, the one who is called God is Baba. He is also the teacher and the Satguru. If you remember this, it is good. You should not remember anyone else. You cannot say this of anyone else. You children know that our Baba is the Father, the Teacher, and also the Satguru. It is so easy. However, some people have such stone intellects that their intellects are unable to imbibe these three words. They forget them. Baba is changing us from human beings into deities because he is the unlimited father. He is the unlimited father, and so he would definitely give you the unlimited inheritance. Deities have the unlimited inheritance. If you remember just this much, you can do a lot of service at home too. However, because of forgetting even this much, you are unable to tell anyone anything. You repeatedly forget this because you forgot it for the whole cycle. The father now sits here and explains to you. In fact, this knowledge is very simple, but it requires effort to become complete through the pilgrimage of remembrance. Baba is our father. He gives us teachings and also gives us the inheritance and makes us pure because the father is the purifier. He simply says, tell everyone, remember me. If you don't take any steps in doing Baba's service, how would you receive multi-millions? Only by doing service can you become multi-millionaires. it is only service that brings multi-millions at every step. Children come running from everywhere to do service. They continue to take so many steps. Only they are the ones who will receive multi-millions. The intellect also says, Shudras first have to be made into Brahmins. If you don't make them into Brahmins, what would they become? Service is needed to be done. Children are told service news so that they can be tempted. It was by doing service that you received multi-millions. Tell them just the one thing that no one else in the world knows. The unlimited Father is the Father, but no one knows him. They simply continue to say, God the Father. It is not in anyone's intellect that he is also the teacher. A teacher is always remembered by his students. Those who don't study well are said to be uneducated. Baba says, it doesn't matter. Even if you haven't studied anything, you can at least understand that you are brothers. Our Father is the unlimited one. The Father comes to establish the one religion, and he does that through Brahma. However, people don't understand anything. If God had never come, why then would they call out to him? O Liberator, come! O Purifier, come! Since they remember the Purifier, why do they study the scriptures? Why do they go on pilgrimages? Is he sitting there? No one understands that, since God is the Purifier, how anyone could become pure by bathing in the Ganges. How could anyone go to heaven? They have to take birth here. There is a difference between the new world and the old world. This world cannot be called the Golden Age. It is now the Iron Age. Human beings have completely stone intellects. When they see a little happiness, they think that this is heaven. Only the Father explains this. He is not insulting you. The Father gives you teachings, and he also grants salvation to everyone. God is the Father, and so you should definitely receive something from God. The word Baba is such that you definitely receive the fragrance of an inheritance. No matter how many maternal and paternal uncles, etc. you have, you don't receive the fragrance of an inheritance from them. You have to become introverted and realize that what the Father is saying is right. A guru doesn't have property. He has renounced his home and family, whereas you have renounced the vices. They say that they have renounced their homes and families, whereas you say that you have renounced the vices of the whole world. It is so easy to go to the new world. We renounce the whole of the old world, the Tamopradan world. The Golden Age is in the new world. You know that there definitely was a new world. Everyone remembers it. That new world is called heaven, but those people simply say that for the sake of saying it. They don't understand anything. The Father tells you, children, first think about this. Baba is our father, our teacher, and also our Satguru. He will take everyone back home. There are just the two words, man, man above. Everything is included in that. However, you even forget that. One can never tell what you continue to remember with your intellects. Otherwise, you can give it in writing every day, what stage you were sitting in and for how long. You are sitting in front of the Father, the Teacher, and the Satguru, and so you should only remember him. A student would only remember his teacher. However, Maya is here too. She simply scalps your head. She takes away your fortune of the whole kingdom, and you are not even aware of it. You came here to claim your inheritance, but you didn't receive anything. This is what you would say. Even though you would go to heaven, that is not such a big thing. Even if you come here but don't study, you will go to heaven. You are sitting here. You understand that you have to go to heaven, and so you think that it doesn't matter what you become. That is not studying. Even if someone hears just a little, he definitely receives the fruit of that. You receive a scholarship by studying. You claim the highest on high status from the Father, and so you definitely do have to make effort. If you remember this study, you would also remember the cycle of 84 births. Everything should be remembered while sitting here, but even that is not remembered. If you remembered that, you would also then tell others about it. You all have the pictures. If you explain the picture of Shiva to others, they would never get angry. Tell them, come and we will tell you how Shiva is our unlimited father. What is your relationship with him? They would not be useless pictures. It would definitely be said of Shiva that he is God and that God can only be the incorporeal one. He is called the Father. He also gives us teachings. You souls are receiving teachings. It is souls that do everything. It is souls that become teachers. The Father enters this chariot and also teaches us. He carries out the establishment of the Golden Age. There is no name or trace of the Iron Age there. Where would human beings come from? Serviceable children think of these things throughout the whole day. If some don't do service, it is understood that their intellects do not work at all. It is as though there are Buddhas sitting here. They cannot understand the Father. It is only by remembering the Purifier Father that you receive the inheritance. If you die while remembering the Father, you will receive all his property. The property of the unlimited Father is heaven. You children have your badges with you. Many friends and relatives come to visit you at home. Many people come when someone dies. You can serve all of them very well. Shiv Baba's picture is very good. Even if you keep a big picture, no one would say anything. they would not say that that is Brahma. This one is incognito. You can also explain to them in an incognito way. Simply keep a picture of Shiva and remove all the other pictures. This is Shiv Baba, the father, the teacher, and the Sat Guru. He comes to establish the new world, and he only comes at the confluence age. You have this knowledge in your intellects. Tell them, remember Shiv Baba. Do not remember anyone else. Shiv Baba is the purifier. He says, remember me and you will meet me. You can do incognito service. Lakshmi and Narayan became that by studying this knowledge. They ask, Shiv Baba is incorporeal, so how does he come? Oh, but you souls too are incorporeal, so how do you come? Souls also come down from up above to play their parts. The Father comes here and explains this to you. He cannot enter a bull. How would he then speak? He enters an ordinary old body. A very good method is needed to explain this. Some people ask you whether you still do devotion. Tell them, we do everything. You have to conduct yourself tactfully. You should think about what method to use to uplift others. You mustn't upset anyone. While living at home with your families, simply remain pure. You say, Baba, I don't get any service to do. Oh, you can do a lot of service. Go and sit by the river Ganges. Ask them, what will happen by bathing in the Ganges? Will you become pure? You say to God, O purifier, come, come and purify us. So, is he the purifier or is the Ganges? There are many such rivers. The Father, the purifier, is only one. Those rivers of water exist all the time. The Father has to come here to make you pure. He comes at the most auspicious confluence age and makes you pure. There is no one impure there. The very name is heaven, the new world. This is now an old world. Only you know about this most auspicious confluence age. No one else can understand it. The Father explains to you many different ways of doing service. Do not become Buddhas. They say that there are pigeons at Amarnath who carry messages. It isn't that pigeons will bring God's message from up above. Pigeons are trained to carry messages that are tied to their legs. After doing that, the pigeons easily get seeds to eat, so that they don't need to wander around. You too receive seeds here. You have the sovereignty of the world in your intellects, and you received that here. They think that they will get seeds there, and so they get used to that. You are living beings. You receive the seeds of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. It is mentioned in the scriptures that sparrows drank the ocean dry. They have written many such stories. People would say, it is true. They are then told that deities emerged from the ocean and that they brought platefuls of jewels with them. They would say, "It is true." How can deities emerge from an ocean? Do human beings or deities reside in an ocean? People don't understand anything. For birth after birth, everything they have been reading and hearing has been false. This is why it is said, Maya is false. There is the difference of day and night between truth and falsehood in the world. By telling lies, they have become insolvent. You explain with such tact, but in spite of that, it sits in the intellects of only a handful out of many. This is very easy knowledge and easy yoga. When you remember the father, teacher, and Satguru, the speciality of each will enter your intellects. You should check yourselves. Do I remember Baba all the time, or does my intellect go in other directions? Your intellects now receive understanding. The father explains such sweet things to you. He shows different ways. If you sit and explain to others, they won't become your enemies. Shiv Baba alone is your father, teacher, and Satguru. Remember him. Ways of explaining have to be created. People constantly ask you about the picture of Brahma. They would never have disregard for the picture of Shiva. Oh, but he is the father of souls. So remember the father. Many people can benefit from that. By remembering that one, you will become pure from impure. He is the father of all. There shouldn't be remembrance of anyone except the one. Break away from everyone else and connect yourself to only the one. These are methods to benefit others. If you are unable to remember the Father, how would you become pure? You can do a lot of service at home. You will find many friends and relatives. Create many different methods. You can benefit many. There is only the one shop. There are no other shops, so where else would they go? Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Interact very tactfully with your family and everyone at home. Do not upset anyone. Definitely become pure. 2. Take the seeds of the imperishable jewels of knowledge from the One Father and keep the apron of your intellect full. Do not allow your intellect to wander. Become a messenger and give the Father's message to everyone. Blessing. May you be a true Raja Rishi who remains free from all attachment by having an attitude of unlimited disinterest. A Raja Rishi means one who has a kingdom, and on the other hand, a Rishi means one who has unlimited disinterest. If there is any attachment to oneself, to another person, to any object, you cannot then be a Raja Rishi. Those who have even the slightest thought of attachment have their feet in two boats, and they are then neither here nor there. So become a Raja Rishi, have unlimited disinterest, that is, belong to the one Father and none other. Make this lesson firm. Slogan: anger is a form of fire which burns oneself and others too. Om Shanti.